Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, a show by gamers for gamers. We cover everything from Mario to Munchkin, role playing to retro games, and everything in between. Now, without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Scormus, and
I'm Beolus.
So, today, or this week, really, was Independence Day here in the United States. So, got us thinking about holidays, really, and especially holidays in gaming.
Yes. I've been a big fan of holidays from WoW all the way through the Guild Wars 2 holidays. And, hey, it's something that I like.
Yeah, I mean, I've, in the past, gone on rants about how I don't feel holidays really should be in MMORPGs. You know, it's, a lot of times, it just seems like they're shoehorning stuff in. I mean, for example, Anarchy Online and a Christmas holiday. Seriously? It's silly. And the way they try to do some sort of storyline to make it reasonable, come on. Really? No. It just doesn't work. It actually takes away from immersion from role-playing, in my opinion. But there are a lot of games that have really good holidays.
Well, there are. But you're talking about shoehorning. WoW has 10 holidays in their year.
Uh-huh.
Guild Wars only has 4. And the ones that, well, 3 of the 4 for Guild Wars actually have, they come from lore in the game.
Okay.
The fourth one, well, that was just tacked on because, well, it was a big favorite of the players.
Yeah, that was, what, Super Adventure Box?
Super Adventure Box.
But isn't that, no, that isn't around their anniversary, is it?
Nope.
It's just like a dead time in the year, so they threw it in there?
Oh, no, you want to talk about dead time. It's from, like, April to October. Is there dead time? Then they've got all their holidays in the rest of the year. Never understood that.
Well, you know, if I had to say my favorite holiday overall in an MMO, you probably couldn't guess it.
I like Brewfest.
Really?
Yeah.
I
enjoyed the hell out of that.
My favorite holiday of all is the Halloween event in Lord of the Rings Online.
Never played it.
Oh my god, that's a good holiday. They designed a special dungeon in the Shire you can go into. Basically, it's a haunted hobbit hole that you investigate, and it's got all kinds of fun stuff to do. I mean, they've got lots of events that are very interactive, but they carry over so many of different things, like the horse race is in almost every holiday. And they have this that's in almost every holiday. But their Halloween event is really freaking unique, and people look forward to it every year because of how awesome it is. I mean,
That's great.
World of Warcraft has something similar with the Headless Horseman.
Well, every MMO has some Halloween version. I mean, the
But they don't Guild necessarily have a dungeon.
Oh, yeah,
for
they do.
It. Not every game.
Guild Wars has.
Yeah, but that's not every game, is what I'm saying.
But the Guild Wars one, the lore behind it is what makes it so special. I mean, they're basically celebrating the mass killing of, well, mass killing's not the right term, but the slaughter of a monarch. This crazy monarch who killed people by the thousands.
Oh, the Mad King?
Yes, Mad King Thorn. And so he comes back every year and makes his subjects dance through, you know, his little whims. You know, he'll have an event called Mad King Says, where you have to, it's Simon Says in game, and if you make a mistake, everybody, you know, who fails gets laid out. I mean, just drops them.
Okay.
But you get decent rewards for it, and it's graphically, the very first time it happened was awesome, because they had this huge fountain. You know, it was like these lions and the water fountain effects and all this other stuff, and then Mad King just erupts out of the middle of it and destroys the fountain. And the fountain stayed destroyed for like 2 months afterwards.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because it was destroyed, and they had to rebuild it. And so they went through the process of rebuilding the thing in-game.
Lion's Arch end up getting destroyed anyway?
Well, yeah, Scarlet came along and destroyed the city, and they had to rebuild again.
Uh-huh.
So they lost the ship motif, and now it's more of a sea creature motif.
Okay, then.
It's cool if you swing through and take a look. You know, the bank is a kraken. The trading post is like a seashell, and then there's like the starfish, which covers the crafting area.
Yeah, all I know is that I had a hard enough time getting around in Lion's Arch in the first place. Then they blew the damn thing up, and then I couldn't find my way around again.
You just need to play more. It's real easy to find your way through once you.
Or I could play something else.
Yeah, something dull.
Ah.
Lord of the Rings.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, what is the worst holiday?
The worst holiday. For Guild Wars, I'd say it's Super Adventure Box, not because it's a bad event, but because I don't like grouping, and to get through anything other than the infantile mode, you need to be in a group.
So okay.
I don't do anything with Super Adventure Box.
But they only have 4 events, so it's like, you know, that's the least of the few that they have. Basically.
Oh, all the rest of them are great fun.
Right.
I mean, they really go all out. You know, they've got living story type events going on with each of them. They've got in-world, you know, out open world things to have that happen along. You've got PvP events. You've got they've got instanced events for each one, and they all have lore that ties them together.
Right. Well, what I mean more is of the holidays, the real world holidays that are in various games, MMOs especially, which one has the worst content in general?
Well, Noble Garden and WoW kind of...
What the... Oh, is that Easter?
Yeah, that's their Easter event where you change into a rabbit and you hop around finding eggs.
At least that's kind of cute.
Yeah. But I mean, you can't... You can't bag on Children's Week, because, I mean, that's just hysterical, where, you know, somebody grabs, you know, their orphan, and they head out into the battlegrounds with their orphan running around, and people are getting slaughtered all over the place, and there's this little orphan just standing there in the midst of all this carnage.
Yeah.
Happens every year.
Uh-huh.
Or they'll take them on a raid.
Yeah.
We were in Karazhan. And one of the team happened to bring along their orphan, and we got our asses handed to us. And it was funny, because the only person left standing was that orphan.
I would like to point out that was original Karazhan.
Yes.
We haven't raided in WoW in a while. For me, anything related to Valentine's Day.
I
hate the Valentine's Day content. I don't care what game it is. I've never seen a good Valentine's Day event in any game.
I'm trying to see. I don't remember there being any any Valentine's events.
World of Warcraft has one, yes.
Not an official holiday.
Yeah. They have little love letters and things like that.
Yeah, but it's not an actual event.
It is an event every year.
Okay.
They actually have a rather long calendar of events that go on.
But it's not one of their canon holidays.
I'm not talking about canon holidays. I'm talking about holiday events that they do in game. They do Valentine's Day stuff every year.
Okay.
And it's annoying. And it shows up in almost every MMO.
You just hate love. That's what it is.
No, not at all.
You're an old curmudgeon.
I am an old curmudgeon, but I'm not as old as you. So, the thing is, it's not about, lovey-dovey stuff. It's that it's just like, okay, they felt like it was expected of them. Oh, here's another holiday. We have to do this. So they went ahead and just threw something in there. Why? Why bother? Was it necessary? Did it make the game better in any way, shape, or form? No, it didn't. In fact, I'm playing World of Warcraft. I was playing last February, picked up one of the Valentine's Day quests, realized what it was, and ignored it. And when I came back the following month to record yet another weekend of meander about MMORPGs in World of Warcraft, I was like, oh, look, I have this quest to do. Oh, wait, it was that one I was ignoring. Yeah, okay, I won't be doing that. Eventually, I dropped it. It's like, why bother? There was no point to it. None. All it was a waste of my time and a slot in my quest log for a couple months. So why do they do this?
Because some people like it.
Oh, sure. I'm sure people enjoy these things. But as a role player, first of all, I think that it kills the immersion in the game, as I complained about earlier. And especially when it really doesn't fit. And secondly, it's half the game developers out there for their various MMOs put zero thought into it. What I hate is going into a game and for Halloween and all they do is have, like, hang up some ghosts and pumpkins and whatnot, and basically have some decorations and maybe a quest to go trick-or-treating. EverQuest 2, I'm looking at you. Oh, they do have ghosts that occasionally float around in town and might attack you. This is my, I really don't give a shit face. Yeah.
Keeping my comments to myself.
Notice I obviously don't care about EverQuest 2. Is it canceled yet?
No.
Oh no, that's the Funcom Games!
No, they're actually trying to sell it on Steam now.
Yeah.
I know it's free to play, but they're still pushing it on Steam. Come play EverQuest, it's amazing!
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Uh-huh. It's not amazing. Actually, no. EverQuest 2 can be fun. There is some fun to be had in that game.
Well, there's fun to be had in every MMO.
But it runs so shitty on... I've got a really bitchin' gaming laptop. And if it doesn't run right on it... What? How is that possible? Oh, it must be your drivers. No, your game doesn't work. Your game doesn't work. If it can't work with a modern GPU, if it can't work with a modern CPU, if it can't work properly with 32 gigs of DDR4 RAM, I'm sorry, your game sucks. Just my opinion. Yeah, it's a bit of a rant fest.
Go right ahead.
Sorry. Of course, I'm in a bad mood this week already because, well, we're recording this before the week you're hearing it, obviously, but I know what's coming up the week that this video, or this, I'm sorry, podcast comes out. It's the first week of July. Which means it's the 5th anniversary for The Secret World. Yeah. 5 years.
It's still going?
Yes. Theoretically. Yeah,
it should have died after the first 6 months.
It's in maintenance mode. Why? Because they just launched Secret World Legends. They're not allowing anybody new to join the Secret World. You have to play Secret World Legends if you want to join new. Oh, yeah. So what's the event for 5 years? What do the people that have been there since before launch get for their 5-year anniversary? Obsolescence! And maintenance mode. Thanks, Funcom! That's an excellent holiday. Love it. I wonder if they're going to bother to launch their new... they're not getting any new content, so there won't be any new stuff for Halloween. They always have great Halloween content. I wonder if they're going to bother to turn it on this year.
Why should they bother? They're trying to force you out.
Apparently so. But, hey, that's another topic for another time. Oh, actually, no. That was my topic for Full of Fail yesterday. Yeah. See it on YouTube! What?
Just go on?
I'm going on a big-ass rant about that for their, you know, 5-year anniversary. That is just the biggest kick in the balls to their entire community. I'm sure they see it differently. Oh, we gave you a whole new game. We didn't want a whole new game. We wanted you to fix the game you gave us that we've supported for 5 fucking years. Anyway, feel free to join in on any things. I gotta take a drink.
See, Funcom, you brought him to drinking. Yeah, it's soda, so.
Diet Coke, man.
But yeah, you're right about games that there's no lore supporting the holiday. You know, like the Pilgrim's Bounty in WoW.
Pilgrims. It's an excuse to what? Put on pilgrims. Hat. I know.
There weren't pilgrims in the World of Warcraft.
Well, technically, you could argue that yes, there were. The orcs, when they invaded.
But they weren't wearing pilgrim hats and the buckled boots and everything else.
It's just an excuse. Better yet, Rift and their Christmas event. They have a fairy that dresses like Santa Claus, and you can run around a tree with lights on it and collect boxes and fight off, you know, things that are trying to steal the boxes and destroy the tree. They try to theme it with some life event, and there are actual rifts that are Christmas themed, but hey, they have corgi events, so it's the way Rift is.
Oh no, Guildors does the same thing.
But it's like,
they've got their, the gift Doliac. A Doliac is just a large, basically like a yak.
Yeah, it's...
And it carries presents on its back. Well, there's this race of creatures...
Similar to an Auroch in Lord of the Rings Online.
Well, there's this race of creatures called Skrit. They're kind of like ratmen.
Yes.
And they are attracted to shiny things.
Yes.
As a race, they're probably one of the most remarkable that I've seen in any game, because the way they work is one Skrit alone is as dumb as a stick. You get 5 of them together, and the collective intelligence of the group goes up. You get an army of them together, and they're equal to the smartest race on the planet.
Uh-huh.
So they get together in these raiding parties and attack the gift Doliacs for the shiny packaging, because they're still attracted to the shinies.
Right.
And so you have to fend off the Skrit so the gift Doliac can make it to the orphanage and deliver the presents.
Which brings up a question, since you play Guild Wars 2 so much. Do they still have the stupid-ass candy corn nodes at Halloween?
Yes, but the candy corn nodes actually have a purpose. Because...
besides making me want to gag?
No, because...
and I love candy corn. It's not that.
A year or so back, they introduced the Mad King's son, Bloody Prince Thorn. And the story behind the Bloody Prince is he pissed off his father. So his father stuffed him in a coffin, filled his mouth full of candy corn, and buried him alive.
Father of the Year material right there.
So one of the Asuras who was investigating this, oh, he also basically erased his son from history.
Mm-hmm.
All record of his son ever existing was erased. Well, almost every
right
thing. Because this Asura, which is one of the short races, she discovered...
that's a gnome for you WoW people.
Well, she discovered this tome that talked about the king's son. And so she went and investigated and found his tomb. And tinkering about, she set him free. And now, when you're doing some of the events like the labyrinth, there's this massive image of the king and his son arguing. And if you want some good entertainment, go to the labyrinth, sit in one of the little safe corners, and just watch the interaction of the two of them. It's quality time spent. Because the rationalization between the two of them, you know... The prince, he's talking about, you know, how horrible it was what his father did to him. He says, oh, go cry to so-and-so, you know, his first wife. You killed her. Well, then go talk to so-and-so. Yeah, you threw her in a boat, set it on fire with a whole bunch of rats in there. Well, how about Estrella? You killed her, too. Oh, no, my son. That was you. You played a game of pin the tail on the drake with her, and you literally nailed her hands to the drake. So they're a sick pair.
Yeah, obviously.
They deserve each other.
Uh-huh.
But the interaction is great. So, yes, it does have a reason for being there. It's not just tacked on. Because candy corn is the thing that drives him away.
I see. Well, that, okay. But isn't it still like a currency you can use to spend in for events?
I've got a candy corn node in my home instance, and I farm it every year. Because if you take 1,000 of them and you turn them in, it becomes a candy corn cob, which allows you to purchase better things.
I see.
And I've got a metric ton of the stuff, so I'm going to turn in a lot of it this year.
Oh, good. The neighbor decided now would be a good time to mow. Awesome.
Yeah. Proceed.
So, are there any other holidays that you particularly like?
Well, I like the way Guild Wars 2 does their Chinese New Year.
Hmm.
It's based off of the Canthan, which were... they were... Chinese, basically, in the game. And they, I mean, they kind of have to have it because China is a huge audience.
Sure,
for
sure.
Both WoW and Guild Wars 2.
For a lot of games, actually.
But what I like about it is the fact that, A, you can get a whole ton of Magic Find Essence through that game, mm-hmm. or through that event. But the back pieces, every year... if you do the events, you can either get it as a drop or purchase it, but they're, you know, the year of the rooster or the year of the whatever, and you'll have a back piece that displays that image.
Huh.
It's just a shame that it's going to be a long time before the year of the dragon comes around.
Right.
So... I won't get the dragon back piece because it's like another 8 years.
Yeah. But at least Guild Wars 2 is, you know, rolling along and seems to be successful.
Yeah. They're getting more and more popular. There's more people there than I think there's been in 2 years.
Wow. Well, don't they have a new expansion being talked about?
Not that I know of. I haven't heard of a new expansion.
I've heard rumors that there might be one. By the time you're hearing this, there may have already been announced. But
they may be planning it, but they haven't talked about it.
Interesting.
Not openly, at least.
Yeah. Now, I think if it came down to it, though, it's science fiction that's the problem.
Well, yeah, because the holidays don't fit.
Yeah, holidays work in fantasy games. They can even work in horror games. Some of the holidays can, anyway. But science fiction...
They can work?
Not so much.
No, they can. If they're not traditional holidays. If they're holidays based around the events of the game, or the world of the game, or the space station, or whatever it happens to be.
But they don't even bother with that. That's usually just, well, like I said, with Anarchy Online, just kind of, you know, throw up some, you know, decorated lights, and, you know, we'll call it Christmas. Or, well, no, we won't call it Christmas. We'll call it this. And it's, everyone will know what it is. It's very similar, and they give it no thought. At least Star Trek Online, they at least put a little thought into it. If they can't come up with something for a holiday, they'll just launch Q into a freaking space station and have him give out quests that are kind of themed for the holiday. And at least there, it's in the lore. And they can argue, well, Q does weird stuff. So, hey, there you go.
Q sounds like the Mad King. He just shows up and starts giving you things to do.
Yeah, it's I wouldn't say it's fun, but it's at least Trek. You know, it's Star Trek. It fits. I've only done it a few times. Mostly I go, why are there so many people crowded around in that room? Oh, it's Q. Yeah, I'll be leaving now.
And, okay.
I don't even have Star Trek Online installed anymore. yeah. Neverwinter used to have some decent holidays, too.
I don't know. I never played that long enough to be in one of them.
I really enjoy Neverwinter, but they can't fix their foundry, so fuck them.
Well, at least
that was the main reason I played.
That's their only issue.
No, they've got other issues, but that was one that stuck in my craw when they basically just ignored fixing it. That really kind of got on me. You know, you say, hey, we have user-generated content. You can create your own dungeons and everything, and yeah, your own quests, and everyone can share them. And then you shut it down every time there's a patch, and then you just never brought it back.
Because people were doing the Foundry instead of playing the game.
No, actually, they didn't do it because not enough people were doing the Foundry. Why is that? Because they took away all the freaking rewards of doing them. Because people might bot, or they might do this one too much, and then they'd level up too fast, and that's not intended. Okay, how about you fix it instead of taking away all rewards? Just a thought. I'm sorry. Getting bitchy again.
Well, in Guild Wars, when people were farming the Queensdale champion events to level to 80, they let it go on for a long time, because I got a character from level 1 to level 80 just farming the champions.
Yeah, that was the champion
train,
right?
There was 5 champions that popped on a regular basis, and you could go from one to the next with just minimal downtime between them. Just bing, 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 bing. You're getting tons of loot. You're getting tons of experience points. For the players, it was great. For the game, they're like, you know, we really need to do something about this. So they turned all the champions into veterans, which nerfed the rewards, nerfed the experience. And now nobody does that anymore.
But they, you know, at least there was a reason there. People were actually using it as a mechanic to bypass the leveling experience. Very few people were actually doing that. There were people that were creating stuff in Neverwinter, creating foundry events where you could click a button and gain a huge amount of experience. That should have been shut down. Not removing all rewards, period. But I digress. We're off on a huge tangent. And we're going long. So, any thoughts before we close?
Put at least one event, one more holiday. Bring back Dragon Bash for Guild Wars 2 and put it in the summertime.
Okay.
Come on, that's a long downtime.
I'd say something else about Secret World, but I just start ranting again, so. Rather than that, till next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Baeolus.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Thanks for listening to the Pixels and Dice podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our other content at gamingstuff.website. We have articles, videos, and lots more to enjoy there. So until next time, generic catchphrase ending.